to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Bodie, you're showing so much emotion down here. What's going through your mind?
I mean, a lot, obviously. Just a long struggle coming in here, and just a tough year. And
I know you wanted to be here with Chile, really experiencing these games, and how much does it mean to you to come up with a great performance for him, and was it for him?
I mean, I don't know if it's really for him, but I wanted to come here and I don't know, I guess make myself proud, but...
When you're looking up in the sky at the start, we see you there, and it just looks like you're talking to somebody. What's going on there?
An unanswered question and a man doubling over in grief. That's one of the highlights, or some might say lowlights, of this week's Olympics. NBC reporter Kristen Cooper interviewing Bodie Miller and driving him to tears with repeated questions about his brother, who died last year. The Olympics, number one this week on the countdown. Doug Steffen here with an overview of what's going on in the world, the fascinating world of conversation radio, according to many people, number one focus, number one format on the radio for the week of February 17th to the 21st, and the Olympic Games, as I say, number one. Here's a rundown of all of the top 10 folks at Talkers Magazine, division of Talkers.com, which is the big publication. Every day it comes out, you can find out what's going on in the world of talk radio just by going there anytime, day or night, talkers.com. Jimmy Fallon taking over the Tonight Show, number 10. Ukrainian unrest, number 9. The loud music killer case, number 8. The FCC's critical information study is number 7. George Zimmerman being interviewed by CNN. That's not the story, but what he said is the story, number 6. Minimum wage debate, 10-10 wins, number 5. Winter weather, global warming, Here's Richard Nixon when we need him, number 4. The health care situation in our country, number 3. NSA and their spying, number 2. And the Winter Olympics, number 1. This week, as we open up an hour, starting at number 1, moving to number 10. Here's host Paul Kellner talking about the Bodie Miller interview. Basically, I think he thinks it's about on par. That's what happens in news media circles these days. That's how they cover the news.
This isn't just about sports, because I've actually had this very argument with people in news. When I was a reporter, I never got into journalism, never got into the reporting world, never did that to tell the human interest stories. That wasn't my bag. I got into it for the constitutional reasons. I got into it because I wanted to watch government. I believed in the constitutional role of a free press. That's why I got into it. So you send me off to go talk to somebody who just lost somebody close to them, I would ask him basically, you know, one question, which was, or two questions, really, was basically the same form. It was, or different forms of the same question, which is, how will you remember them? What will you most remember? What will you most miss? And once I got that, I'm gone. I'm not, and here's the thing. You ask the question like that, and it allows the person to talk about the great person they just lost. And they can find, you know, they'll always remember this certain event or saying or something. And it gives you your soundbite. I'm out of your hair. It doesn't make you feel like I hoard you out, which is exactly what NBC did. But that's exactly what NBC does on all of this, all the Olympic stories. And Bodie Miller and his girlfriend or his wife, they sat for these interviews at the beginning of this. This was part of the larger narrative of Bodie Miller's redemption, and now he's grown so much. And all this was part of the storyline. That's what the Olympics have become. And we're all sitting there watching this. I don't know, man. It makes me uneasy. And unfortunately, it's not just in sports coverage. It's not just in the Olympics. This is part of news as well. Reporters going out and not just trying to capture the emotion of the moment, but trying to induce that emotion. And that's the thing that I disagree with and always have, always will. You're not supposed to be part of the story. It's not up to the reporter or journalist to try and make someone cry, whether it's the subject or the audience. Now, if I'm talking to somebody and I'm interviewing them and they just break down and start crying, yeah, I'll probably use it. I'll think about how to use it. I'm not going to go out and try to get them to cry. That's not the point. It shouldn't be the point. That was obviously the point of what Kristen Cooper was doing in that interview. But that's not even the real shame of it. The shame of it is on NBC's part, because they had hours to pick and choose what part they would show, and they showed it all. They showed it all. And they did it because they're all sitting back in their ivory tower saying, oh, yeah, he's going to cry. Oh, that's gold. Let's use all of it. And that is the sad state of affairs of modern journalism.
Up next, more on the Winter Games here on the Talk Radio Countdown. A review of the hot hits in talk radio.
The National Senior Games is looking for a new sport. Karate Kid Ralph Macchio has more.
I'm working with Post Shredded Wheat, which is a cereal I ate as a child, which is a heart-healthy cereal, and they have decided to challenge the National Senior Game. That this is the Olympics for people who are over 50. They're challenging the National Senior Games to add a new and more extreme sport to their roster of 19 sports. They're looking to add a 20th. So anyone could go online to postshreddedwheatgames.com. It's all one word. And choose from either judo, power walking, fencing, soccer, or weightlifting. It's a very easy site to navigate. And being that it's an Olympic year, it's a perfect tie-in to this. It nurtures positive lifestyle, and it just seemed like the right partnership. Log on to postshreddedwheatgames.com. Vote. You have till February 24th, and it also connects you with the regional games as well as the national games, which take place in 2015.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chilies and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Planning to explore America this summer? Get more value on the road when you stay at America's Best Value Inn along the way. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and instant rewards at most locations. Enter for a chance to win America the Beautiful Park Passes by liking our Facebook page. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com to book your stay and save more of your money on the road this summer.
Musicians, they stop hyperventilation, protect school books, you carry your lunch in them. Yeah, brown bags are good. At Guitar Center, brown bags are great. Now through Monday, it's Guitar Center's brown bag accessory sale. 10% off all the accessories you can cram into one of our special brown bags. From sticks to strings, heads to headphones, software to handheld recorders. If it fits in the bag, it's 10% off. Now through Monday, the more you bag, the more you save. During Guitar Center's brown bag accessory sale.
Look, kid. Never underestimate janitorial products. Paper towels, trash liners, toilet bowl cleaners, mops. These are the things that hold our civilization together. Janitorial products are the foundation of our fragile world. That's why I use Tough Guy products from Grainger. They're effective and affordable. They're 20% off in July, so stock up. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/toughguy or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Promotion ends July 31st, 2013. Visit grainger.com/toughguy for details.
I'm Doug Steffen, counting up to number 10, the top talk topics, the top 10 talk topics of the week. The Olympic Games number 1 this week. Here are Mac Watson and Larry Gatos talking about rooting for a former American snowboarder who won a gold medal for the Russians. How'd that happen?
I'm rooting for the enemy. Who would that be? I'm rooting for a Russian.
Are you really?
Yeah, this doesn't make me feel good, but I think the story...
The story of the Russian or the sport?
The story of the Russian makes me want to root for him.
What's this Russian's name?
Vic Wild won the gold.
Okay.
He's a snowboarder.
And he's Russian.
He lives in Russia.
Okay.
But he's an American.
I don't mean sexually. What team does he play for? Wait a minute. He's on the Russian team.
He was born in Washington State.
Okay.
He wanted to be a snowboarder.
Right.
And he did not have the support from the U.S. Olympic Committee or the U.S. Snowboarding Association to pursue his Olympic dreams.
Okay.
So he's dating a Russian woman.
Lucky him.
Named Alina Zavarzina. They moved to Russia.
Mm-hmm.
An American won the gold. Playing for the Russian team. I know that they're not playing for the Russian team. You know what I mean. They're representing Russia.
Right.
And I'll tell you why I like the story.
And you like the Vic. I mean, you rooted for him.
Vic Wilde. How do you not root for a guy named Vic Wilde?
Good point.
I rooted for him because of his story. If you don't want me, I'm going to leave.
Okay.
And I'm going to win, and I'm going to stick it in your face.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he did. We see this every day here in America in the business world.
Yeah.
If you don't like what I do, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to take my talents across the street.
Right.
I'm going to win over there.
Yeah, I was just thinking I'm taking my talents to South Beach.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about LeBron James.
And then you stick it in your former company's face.
Yeah.
This guy said, you didn't want me, America.
Right.
So what I want to do is I want to fulfill my dream. I'm going to go. And I'm going to wear the Russian red.
It sounds odd, but the biggest mistake you can make is to tell somebody they can't or they're not good enough. Because like Vic Wilde and him, I mean, you and I are a good example of that. If you tell somebody that they can't or they don't have a shot or they're not good enough, you're only motivating them.
Sure.
Now the backstory of this is, if you're of a certain age, you know, if you're over 40, you remember the Cold War. This would never have happened 30 years ago. you'd be Edward Snowden. You'd be hung for treason. Exactly. But now we've got a kid from Houston going to Canada for ice dance competition because the ice dance people in America didn't want him.
So he went to Canada.
And became a Canadian citizen. This guy, Vic Wilde, with a hot Russian girlfriend who's also a snowboarder.
Alina Zavarzina.
Yeah.
She won the bronze, by the way, in the same event just minutes before her hubby. So, I mean, it really is an incredible, incredible story.
It is, but I don't know if you would have rooted for this guy 20 years ago. But now, like you said, if you don't like where you work, how many times have we heard about, you know, Major League Baseball or a sports team or business? Boy, I know somebody in the insurance business, they poach people all the time.
Free agents, free enterprise.
Right, right. Yeah. Why not?
Yeah, I like this Vic Wilde guy because I think that he has something to prove.
Yeah.
He wanted to prove it. He did it. And I think he outworked everybody.
Right.
And that's a story that I like.
That motivates him.
That motivates a lot of people when you say I can't do it.
Talk host Lee Rayburn talking to Stephen Mosher, professor in the Department of Sports Management at Ithaca College in upstate New York. The professor says the Olympics may be corrupt and have poor conditions, but plenty of previous Olympic games have been just as bad.
What about the wolves roaming the halls of the hotels? What about cats falling through the ceiling of the ice skating center? What about the deplorable conditions that have been reported in Sochi?
Well, what about them? You know, these are the most corrupt Olympics and the most financially boondoggled, if that's a word, Olympics that we've had since, let's see, London, 2012.
Whoa! You really didn't roll back the clock very far, Professor Mosher.
All you have to do is go back to the previous Olympics to find corruption and payola. In 1984, Peter Ubarov, sorry to say this, completely lied to the American public and convinced all of Southern California that these games could not possibly go on if people didn't volunteer. And he knew 3 years before they were held that they were going to turn a profit. There's still money held up in escrow because of the court suits that took place after the Olympics.
Oh, wow.
Corruption is part of the game in the Olympic movement. In Salt Lake City, we built a road up to a mountain that only private residences of that neighborhood can now use, and I guess Mitt Romney saved the day in that regard. The corruption there was quite amazing.
Jeez, Professor Mosher, you sort of destroyed the whole, starry-eyed perspective on the Olympics.
Well, I'm sorry. You know, I can take it internationally. You know, London wiped out an entire neighborhood of factories and residences just to, you know, get rid of poor people, and the diaspora of that is still being studied. And, you know, they built a gigantic stadium that no one wants to use. Sydney Olympics, they built gigantic fences around a slum so that the visitors could not see that poverty.
Does it strike you as interesting, though, that generally speaking, nobody cares?
You know, for 16 days every 2 years now, people care, and then we don't care.
Up next, we shift our focus to the NSA and the healthcare when the Talk Radio Countdown show moves along.
Yeah. It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, number 2, moving up the ladder here on the countdown stats, spying by the NSA. Here's host Frank Beckman talking to Congressman Justin Amash of Michigan about a new bill in the House that would put a stop to the NSA data collection program for good.
You got the NSA still at the top of the agenda for a lot of people there. What's the latest move in Congress toward looking further into the intelligence that our own government is collecting on the American public right now?
We've got a bill called the USA Freedom Act. It's H.R. 3361. We've been pushing very hard to get this bill to the floor for a vote. It has over 130 co-sponsors now, and it's split almost evenly between Republicans and Democrats. The number of co-sponsors keeps going up, and it's going to protect the rights of Americans so that the government can't just collect in bulk everyone's records and then say, hey, we're just going to store it to look at it later. That would put that off limits, as our Constitution intends. Our Fourth Amendment is supposed to protect our privacy, and this would restore that.
You know, that's the one place, the NSA's information gathering, that has found some bipartisanship in Washington between liberals and independents and people on the right as well, is that privacy issue involving the NSA.
That's because people care about it, and that's right. I've been working with John Conyers on this. I've worked with very conservative Republicans on it as well. If you look at the list of co-sponsors, it has most of the most conservative Republicans in the House who have signed on to it. So we're serious about this because we understand the American people want their privacy protected, and we're supposed to follow the Fourth Amendment anyway. This should be unnecessary, but it seems like something we have to do right now.
Obamacare number 3 on the countdown. Here's another radio person, Joel Riley, with political analyst Carmela Clifton. They discuss a memo that was leaked from the Democrats on ways to spin the health care debate.
It's interesting, Cameron, when you look at this leaked memo, Politico nabbed it. It's about the Democrats and how they're going to try to spin Obamacare. And you think, man, that should be something they would rally around.
Well, it depends on where you are. I think that everything depends on geography. So, the rule is that people generally hate the government, and they're not crazy about Congress. They have a very low approval rating. But unless they have some reason not to, they go with their elected official, and that name recognition matters. And typically it's very, very difficult to unseat an incumbent, no matter what's going on. So if a Democrat is in a place where the pain is not too much, and they haven't done anything too stupid, that goes for both sides of the aisle.
Sure.
Democrats, then they have a pretty good chance of getting reelected. If that's not true, then they really do need a rally. Most Democrats that are running for reelection have avoided the POTUS. They don't want him in their world, and they don't need his help. In fact, that's a detriment.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. One of the pieces of the puzzle, at least to my understanding, is they're going to try to say that you got to keep Obamacare. We're working on it. But if the GOP gets their way, they're going to raise prescription drug prices. My understanding is that even generics, the prices of drugs are just going up, 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 up.
Absolutely. And therein lies the local pain. The thing that trumps the rule always is how much pain is a family feeling. So, and even if it's not them particularly, if they know somebody or someone else in their extended family. So the cost of this Affordable Care Act for people is amazing. I mean, unbelievable. And with such short notice, no time to really plan for that, which is affecting a lot of families in this tax season. And the second thing is the absence of jobs and the threat that jobs are going to disappear and no real explanation about how they're going to be solved.
Global warming and minimum wage. That's up next here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're itemizing the items. Is that redundant? No, I can say that. Itemizing the items that are big in News Talk Radio, Conversation Radio, for the week ending Friday, the 21st of February. And we've moved up the ladder to number four, the winter weather, global warming. This is becoming sort of a redundancy in and of itself because, well, the weather's been lousy since Christmas, right? So people are saying, oh, look at all the snow this year versus last year. It's global warming, yada, yada, yada. I was on a plane the other night going through the jet stream. You don't think that's a bumpy ride? That's a bumpy ride. Okay, so here's from our affiliate in Wilmington, WDEL, host Al Macedi, talking about Newt Gingrich and John Kerry. Kerry says that the biggest problem in the world is global warming. Gingrich then followed up with a shot across the bow.
Newt Gingrich, inexplicably still paid attention to by political reporters, announced on the Twitter machine, you know that as your cell phone, that John Kerry should resign for saying that global warming was the number one strategic threat to the United States, that this was our greatest challenge for, well, see, what they're saying is that once countries start to disappear beneath the waves, it might cause some social unrest. I think when you get the island nations of the Indian Ocean and the Pacific, forget it. Those guys are doomed. I don't know what's going to happen. The water goes up much. It's going to. And look, I'm not talking about whether it's man-made or not. I don't care about that. I mean, when I say I don't care about that, I mean, as a policy issue, it's not important. Whether or not it's man-made is, well, it has something to do with what policies we adopt. I think any policy that is going to cut heavily into our energy consumption all at once without phasing it in would be very disastrous. So that, and really, that's what this is all about. You should understand something. whenever we talk about climate change, not me, not me and you really, whenever they talk about climate change, that is the scientists involved in studying it, and the political creatures who are involved in pretending that the science is not legitimate. This is a political issue. Even the people I see who bill themselves as skeptics on climate change mostly are talking not about the question of whether it's happening, but what we should do about it. That's where the question is.
Minimum wage debate, number five on the countdown. Here our host, Barry Armstrong and June Knight. They do a money program. Talking to Michael Bender from Bloomberg, the money news service, about the latest on the debate, the raising of the minimum wage, 10-10 wins, you know, all of that stuff.
What is the president trying to do here in terms of minimum wage? How high does he want to raise it?
He is pushing for an increase to $10.10, which would be up from current federal minimum wage of $7.25 an hour. So pretty big boost.
I thought it was $9 an hour.
Well, different states have states can increase their own minimum wage, but no, the actual federal minimum wage is $7.25. It hasn't been increased since for 5 or 6 years.
So we talked about the percentage of Americans that want to see the minimum wage increase. What percentage of Republicans want to see that minimum wage increase?
It's a majority of Republicans too. I mean, if you believe the Quinnipiac poll, which you know those folks in Connecticut do as good a job as anyone. You know, they're saying over 50% of Republicans say the minimum wage should be increased too.
Were you surprised by that?
Well, who doesn't want more money? You know, this is an issue that can, you know, aimed at sort of the, you know, it's aimed at the masses, and you know, most people are employees, not employers. So you know, sort of looked at through that prism, it's not that surprising.
But Michael, the battle cry in Congress from Republicans has been that it'll do away with jobs.
That's right, and you know, this is this report. There was a report yesterday, which was why I was writing about it, from the Congressional Budget Office, the nonpartisan sort of financial scorekeeper for Congress, and that fed into that argument there. What those economists are saying is that an increase to $10.10, which is what Obama wants and what the fellow Democrats in Congress want, will likely lead to about 500,000 job losses by the end of 2016. You know, the high end of that number could be upwards of 1 million.
This is something that doesn't happen until next year. Are you in agreement there, Mike?
Probably. I mean, it's hard to see how really any major issues are going to get lifted out of this Congress. I mean, with Republicans controlling the House and Senate controlling, Democrats controlling the Senate, you know, any of these big issues, immigration, the minimum wage, just probably aren't going to happen. I mean, geez, the House only has about 80 days scheduled to be in Washington until the November election, so about 3 months of working days over the next 9. So, you know, it's going to be mostly messaging and very little action. I mean, geez, they've already compiled one of the least productive legislative records of any Congress, and now it's an election year.
Up next on the countdown, George Zimmerman. The FCC sticks its nose into the newsrooms around the country, or tries to, and the loud music killer. Now, that case is on its way here on the Talk Radio Review for this week.
Because Wendy switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her vacation savings jar wants to pat her on the back. But it can't. It's a vacation savings jar. It doesn't have a palm to pat with. Even if it tried, it'd just spill change everywhere and make a mess. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the extra cash, you'll know your vacation savings jar wants to pat you on the back. But remember, it can't. It's a jar. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We already had the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo for just $139. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase applies. See store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low-priced floors, and now you can save even more. Hurry, sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidator.com or your local store today.
The National Senior Games is looking for a new sport. Karate Kid Ralph Macchio has more. I'm working with post-shredded wheat, which is a cereal I ate as a child, which is a heart-healthy cereal, and they have decided to challenge the National Senior Games. That this is the Olympics for people who are over 50. They're challenging the National Senior Games to add a new and more extreme sport to their roster of 19 sports. They're looking to add a 20th. So anyone could go online to postshreddedwheatgames.com, it's all one word, and choose from either judo, power walking, fencing, soccer, or weightlifting. It's a very easy site to navigate. And being that it's an Olympic year, it's a perfect tie-in to this. It nurtures a positive lifestyle, and it just seemed like the right partnership. Log on to postshreddedwheatgames.com, vote. You have till February 24th, and it also connects you with the regional games as well as the national games, which take place in 2015.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Planning to explore America this summer? Get more value on the road when you stay at America's Best Value Inn along the way. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and instant rewards at most locations. Enter for a chance to win America the Beautiful Park Passes by liking our Facebook page. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com to book your stay and save more of your money on the road this summer.
Musicians, they stop hyperventilation, protect school books. You carry your lunch in them. Yeah, brown bags are good. At Guitar Center, brown bags are great. Now through Monday, it's Guitar Center's brown bag accessory sale. 10% off all the accessories you can cram into one of our special brown bags. From sticks to strings, heads to headphones, software to handheld recorders. If it fits in the bag, it's 10% off. Now through Monday, the more you bag, the more you save. During Guitar Center's brown bag accessory sale.
Here's Talkos Pat Campbell with a discussion about the interview that Zimmerman gave to CNN. Seemingly, he's not able to say he regretted killing Trayvon Martin.
Chris Cuomo asks George Zimmerman if he regrets what happened.
Okay.
This is a Larry King-style softball. I mean, just lobbed at you. This is so easy to hit out of the park. It's not even funny. The correct answer should be, must be, has to be. Of course, I regret what happened. In fact, I wish I would have never even been there that night. That's the right thing to say, the right thing to do, especially if you're trying to make amends and repair your image. Now, I want to play what Cuomo asked him and his answer in its entirety, because it's not what what you've been given as far as the sound bite. Because he doesn't give a yes or a no. And he mentions that God's the only one that can judge, which is true in the big scheme of things, but that's not what you were asked. Do you regret what happened? And to me, like I said, it's a no-brainer. It should be an absolutely. 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 So here's George Zimmerman gets a chance to repair his image with Chris Cuomo, and this is how it went down.
Do you regret that you killed Trayvon Martin?
It's a simple question, but one George Zimmerman can't seem to answer.
Unfortunately, the Department of Justice is conducting a civil rights investigation. So those are the types of questions that, because of the investigation, I have to tread lightly and I can't answer them.
We checked, and the Department of Justice is investigating any civil rights violations, but says charges aren't expected. Still, Zimmerman's reluctance seems to be about more than legalities.
Do you regret that night? Do you have regrets about it?
Certainly, I think about that night, and I think my life would be tremendously easier if I had stayed home.
If you could go back, you would have stayed home that night?
Certainly, yes. In hindsight, absolutely.
And now, as a point of clarification, you said, my life would be so much easier. When you say, I wish I had stayed home that night, are you thinking about you and also Trayvon Martin?
Certainly, I think about them, him. I think about my family, all the families that have been put in any type of dangerous situation. So, yes, I think about everybody involved.
So there you have part of it, you know, given an opportunity here. And again, this argument that, well, you know, I'm the subject of a Justice Department investigation. Well, then you have absolutely no business being on TV. You shouldn't be talking with members of the press. You certainly shouldn't be talking with somebody like Chris Cuomo from CNN. Where's your attorney? Where's your legal counsel? Hello? Where's your common sense?
The FCC's critical information needs study, number 7 on the countdown this week, from our countdown affiliate, WORD in Greenville, South Carolina, host Ross. From our affiliate, WORD in Greenville, South Carolina, host Russ Cassell talks about the FCC wanting to put government monitors in newsrooms around the country.
The Obama Administration Federal Communications Commission, otherwise known as the FCC, and in case you don't know, for example, in radio, we have a license to broadcast. That license is granted by the FCC. And there's been a lot of rules and regs in place for a long, long time. What the Obama administration wants is unprecedented. They want to put government monitors in newsrooms across the country, obviously to intimidate and control the media. This program is called the Multi-Market Study of Critical Information Needs. Now, what's interesting about this is an FCC commissioner, Ajit Pai, who was appointed by Obama, wrote a piece about this in the Wall Street Journal. And part of what he wrote is this, and I'm quoting, "The study is to identify and understand the critical information needs of the American public, with special emphasis on vulnerable, disadvantaged populations. The American people, for their part, disagree about, you know, what they want to listen to or what they want to watch. But everyone should agree on this. The government has no place pressuring media organizations into covering certain stories." Mr. Pai revealed that this proposal would allow the Obama bots to, quote, grill reporters, editors, and even station owners about how they decide which stories to run. The FCC is refusing to comment, but a lot of people are, including Jeffrey Eisenach, who is a scholar at the American Enterprise Institute. He told Fox News the FCC seems unable to keep its hands off the news media for any extended period of time. It's the same concern of needing a news nanny to make sure we're all well informed, the same people who are concerned about the NSA spying on Americans ought to be concerned about this. Now, Mr. Pai said participation is voluntary in theory, but the FCC queries may be hard for the broadcasters to ignore. They would be out of business without an FCC license. The American Center for Law and Justice is all over this. What makes this relevant really to all of us here is that a field test is going to be in Columbia, South Carolina. Makes you wonder where the governor and the good old boys are. Maybe, I'm sure they probably like this because they hate a lot of us on talk radio anyway. Because, of course, we report the truth about them, so they'd love to shut us up.
Number 8 item on the countdown, the Loud Music Killer case. The verdict's in this week. Here's host Brian Suits talking about people wrongly saying the case was the same as the George Zimmerman case.
Michael Dunn was convicted of attempted murder, 3 counts. The jury was hung on second-degree murder, but the things that they did convict him on could get him up to 60 years in jail. And this was from the start, it was fairly clear that this was not the Zimmerman trial for a couple of reasons. If you don't know the story, the short version is that he was coming from a wedding with his fiancée. He has 2 prior marriages in the tank. He's at a gas station. There's 4 black youths and a red Dodge Durango playing music loudly, and he gets into a verbal confrontation with them, tells them to turn it down. He arms himself with a gun from his glove compartment, and then seemingly, and this is why I think there was the mistrial, looks for a confrontation.
Up next, the Ukraine and Jimmy Fallon, when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen, up to the number 9 item on the countdown. We started at number 1, we're at number 9, heading for number 10, Ukrainian unrest. Here's host Steve Scott talking to Rebecca Cinderblast from Politico.com about the European Union's response to the protesting and the violence in the Ukraine.
Let's look at these sanctions. What has the EU done?
So the EU, of course, coming out ahead and saying that they are imposing sanctions against the officials that they hold responsible for the violence in Ukraine right now. That news coming shortly before the White House press conference, and reporters asking the White House when we could expect to perhaps hear something along those lines from the White House, some further action. Hearing a statement from the White House in which the press secretary said the president was outraged by what he was seeing on the streets of Ukraine and called on that country's president to end that violence immediately.
Do we know much about the extent of these EU sanctions? Are they cosmetic? Is there some meat behind them?
They appear to be specifically targeted, from what we know at this point, to those officials that are considered most responsible for the violence. So this is looking at government officials, officials who have control of the levers of power there and are considered to be those who are most involved in the crackdown on protesters and the violence that we're seeing in the streets of Ukraine.
As a matter of background, has President Yanukovych of Ukraine been an ally of the U.S. or has it been adversarial?
President Yanukovych is someone who's long been seen as being closer to Moscow's orbit or being pulled into, the orbit of Vladimir Putin. And that, of course, has been one of the major issues that's drawn protesters out into the streets. They were upset with his decision to pull away from closer ties to the EU and to the West and closer to Russia. And so that's one of the things that sparked this first round of protests that's evolved into something, of course, very different and much more widespread.
Number 10 item on the countdown, Jimmy Fallon and The Tonight Show. Here's host John Hines talking to Matt Rausch from TV Guide about Jimmy Fallon's first week as the host of The Tonight Show.
Jimmy Fallon got off to his start on Monday night. I thought
that I read, you know, that some critical comments that the show, they were expecting more this out of Jimmy Fallon, right out of the block.
We always expect more, you know. I mean, that's the thing. You expect that you're going to reinvent something, or that they're going to, you know, reinvent the wheel or anything, and he really isn't. I think that his challenge, especially that first night, was to caution the people who have become so accustomed to Jay Leno that he is not a threat to their to their sleep and TV patterns. So I think that the first night in particular, he laid on a little bit too thick, the fact that he's an every guy, that he's, you know, he was very self-effacing in that first night. Although I thought that the stunt with all the big superstars coming and throwing $100 bills at his desk, including Joan Rivers, who had not been on the Tonight Show since being banned by Johnny Carson all those years ago. So there was a little bit of Tonight Show history embedded in that particular stunt, because Joan Rivers, you know, she used to be the permanent guest host, and she had a marvelous career with the Tonight Show until she took the other job and everything went sour, and now it looks like she gets to come back at some point. But there were little moments like that I really appreciated, and I also thought that first night in particular, to do a shot across the bow that we are no longer in beautiful downtown Burbank, you two performing on the roof of Top of the Rock with the skyline of Manhattan behind them at sunset, it was really a pretty spectacular moment for the show to kind of just say, hey, we're different, we're going to look different, we're going to sound different. And then the first big thing that Jimmy did on the first night was do the big song and dance, the evolution of hip-hop dancing with Will Smith, the kind of thing that also shows his showmanship, which I think in the long run is going to be his saving grace. It's the one thing that he has that all the other hosts don't have, is this versatility to do music and big comedy, to do these parodies and sketches the way that he's really been honed from his days on Saturday Night Live. And I think all that will come into focus over the next, few weeks and months and all of that. But I think that the main thing he wanted to do that first night was to say, I am, you know, I'm not weird. I'm a lucky guy, and all I want to do is make you smile.
Yeah.
And all that kind of thing, which is a very sweet thing to put out there, but it definitely is not edgy. If you're looking for edge, you're going to have to look elsewhere. And the truth is, in late night, with late night talk and all the late night options, there's something for everybody.
Yeah.
The Tonight Show has to reach the most broad audience possible, and he's probably the best guy to do that. But then again, you know, we'll see. And the ones who wanted him to be as mean as Jimmy Kimmel, or as, you know, on the moment topical as Jon Stewart, that's not that show. And it probably will never be that show.
So let's recap. Minimum wage debate, number 5. Winter weather and global warming, number 4. Healthcare, number 3, NSA spying, number 2, and the Winter Olympics, number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here with another great idea from JasonLewisTeam.com. Now, how would you like an energy drink that's actually good for you? That's right, one that not only gives you an afternoon pick-me-up, but that's loaded with the most important antioxidants for reducing the damage from stress. It's called Pollen Burst, and it's a natural burst of energy that lasts for hours. Now, most energy drinks rely on a massive dose of caffeine, sugar, or even vitamin B. Pollen Burst takes a more balanced approach, and that's why I like it. I also love the fact that Pollen Burst has plenty of vitamin D and green tea extract. This is the best energy drink I've ever tried. So trust me, you'll not only like it better than the others, you'll love the way it's individually packaged for freshness as well. They've got these on-the-go stick packs. They're great. Pollen Burst. It's available at JasonLewisTeam.com or simply call 1-855-310-TEAM. For a natural burst of energy, it's Pollen Burst at JasonLewisTeam.com or 1-855-310-TEAM.